Claire and the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 2, Relax. Tenerife?
No.
Mallorca?
No.
Crete?
No.
Northern Cyprus?
No.
Southern Cyprus?
No.
Croatia?
No.
Okay, Claire, that leaves us with one last brochure. Flip Flops, the Mediterranean resort for lovers.
No.
Any particular reason?
Yeah, ideological. They don't allow same-sex couples.
Well, that's us out. We've been having the same sex for years.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I hope so. My partner and I would like to book a holiday. Ideally somewhere with guaranteed sunshine. However, we are on quite a tight budget, so long haul is out of the question. Nothing too developed, but with some local amenities, preferably near sites of historical interest, giving us an alternative to the beach. Can you suggest anywhere?
I don't wish to appear rude, madam, but do you know where you are?
Yes, thank you.
This is Amnesty International.
Yeah, I know it is. So where do you suggest? It's so difficult to find a holiday destination that's ethically responsible. I mean, you can't go to Spain because they push donkeys out of windows. You can't go to France because of their nuclear testing in the Pacific. And Italy is run by fascists, again. And don't even get me started on Portugal. My partner Brian suggested Florida, but that's out of the question, since half the population are on death row and the rest are in the Ku Klux Klan.
Amnesty don't recommend holiday destinations. We suggest you take your holiday and, should you witness any human rights abuses, report them when you get back.
You don't have a brochure.
No.
Where do you go on your holidays?
My grandma's. And before you ask, she has never been indicted on any human rights charges.
Honestly, I thought Friends of the Earth were unhelpful, but you lot really take the biscuit.
Good morning.
Pardon?
Good morning.
Yes, right. Good morning.
Can I help you at all?
No, I think I might come back later.
Sir, just a moment. Can I just reassure you by saying that a lot of our gentlemen customers feel a little uncomfortable on their first visit to the shop? This is your first visit, isn't it?
That obvious?
Just a little. I think the best thing would be for you to take a deep breath and just tell me what you want.
An engagement ring.
We offer quite a wide selection. Come this way. Good morning, Helen Golightly, Sparrowhawk Family Center. I beg your pardon? Yes? Can I just stop you there, Frank? You did say it was Frank. I just want to clarify a few points. I have won a competition I have never entered from a company I've never heard of. Listen, Frank, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my prize of a cruise around the Med. Because yours is a crappy job, and I'm sure you could do with a holiday. But more importantly, it will give the rest of us 2 weeks' break from the deceitful, manipulative, exploitative crap you are peddling. Now stop wasting my time! Bon voyage!
So, Helen, how is the non-smoking going?
Bob off, right.
Claire, I'm a little disappointed. I thought you'd be more enthusiastic.
I am enthusiastic. Great news, everybody. You know the suffocating cloud of despair engulfing the office? Well, guess what? Megan's bought us a geranium.
I'm just trying to jolly the place up a bit.
Don't expect me to water it.
Still not smoking then, Helen?
Up yours.
Megan, what's that on your desk?
Please, Claire, please, just the one. He cheers me up.
No, Megan, it's office policy. No gonks. You're not a student anymore. You're staff. You need a clear head and a clear desk.
Yours isn't.
What's going on? Who's put these on my desk?
I did. I thought after what you were saying this morning.
Well, you know, that is very considerate of you, Ray, but I am quite capable of getting holiday brochures for myself.
Hey, Claire, guess what? I nipped out for my sandwich. I was passing the travel agents when I thought I would get you some more holiday brochures.
Great minds, Irene.
How about you, Helen? Have you got me any holiday brochures?
Of course not. I haven't got time to go round running after you.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it.
I went on the internet. Here's a list of websites offering cheap deals.
Listen, everyone. I only said I was toying with the idea of going on holiday. Honestly. Anyone would think you're trying to get rid of me. Besides, I couldn't possibly abandon my workload. I've got far too much to do here.
Claire, when was the last time you took a holiday?
Years ago. I can't remember.
1998. August the 8th to the 15th inclusive.
To be honest, it's more Brian's idea. He seems really keen to get away, which is surprising considering his track record.
What do you mean?
He's had some terrible luck with holidays. He's always getting injured. If it's not treading on a nail, it's falling down a hole, getting stung by a bee, gored by a bull.
Gored by a bull?
Yeah, in Pamplona.
Brian's run with the bulls in Pamplona?
Not exactly. He was sitting in a cafe and he went outside to see what all the noise was.
Two pints of lager, please, and some scampi fries. So, Simon, how's it going with Helen?
Fine.
Fine?
Yeah, fine.
Is that fine as in passably okay, or fine as in this is a particularly fine brandy?
Fine as in fine.
Helen thinks it's fine too?
You'll have to ask her. Now, come on then, Mr. Commitment. I know you're bursting to show me it. Let's have a look.
What do you think?
Very nice. You decided against the diamond ring, then?
There, look. There it is.
Don't flash it around, Brian. You'll blind everyone in the pub.
Very funny.
Does Liz Taylor know you've taken it?
Shut up, Simon. Marrying Claire is no laughing matter.
So, when are you going to pop the question?
Soon. But the timing has to be right. I need to get her away from her work environment. I want to propose to the happy, carefree, smiling girl I fell in love with at university. And before you make the obvious joke, yes, I do mean Claire.
Chosen the venue? When it comes to proposals, you know what they say. Location, location, location.
I'm going to do it on holiday.
What? Do you think that's wise, given your history?
I do not have a holiday jinx.
What about the school trip to Switzerland?
Yeah, that was a skiing accident. Everybody has skiing accidents.
Does falling from a ski lift count as a skiing accident? The following year, you didn't even make it out of Gatwick.
Is it my fault that some idiot leaves a rucksack at the top of an escalator?
No, it isn't. Sorry about that.
Oh, crying out loud, Irene. It's always the same in this office.
Well, what can I say? I've not seen it.
You didn't take it, and Ray didn't take it. So what happened? Did it sprout legs and wander off? Yes!
Oh, hi, Simon.
Look, Megan, I am going off on holiday tomorrow, and I need to know that I'm leaving this office in professional and capable hands.
But she makes me seethe.
That is all too obvious. It's also completely inappropriate behaviour in a social worker.
I can't help it, Claire. I'm only human.
No, but it's your choice. Either you learn to divorce your anger from your work, or you stop listening to the Archers in your lunch break.
That bitch Linda Snell, who does she think she is?
Megan?
Sorry.
Seriously, Megan, I'm depending on you.
Claire, I won't let you down. When are you going to give me the list of appointments you want covered?
I gave you the list.
You're right, you did. I'll just go and find it.
Oh, give me strength. That is it. I'm cancelling the holiday. Brian and I can take a weekend break somewhere instead. I'll be back in the office on Monday.
But then you'll never know.
Know what?
If the example you've set at work has had any real, lasting effect on the office.
No, I suppose... Sorry, what do you mean?
True leadership is having the confidence to delegate in your absence.
Well, possibly.
But if you're more comfortable hanging around anxiously all the time...
Oh, I don't think it's really a case of being anxious.
Well, I'm off. See the fish locks. Family that puts the fun back into dysfunctional. Enjoy your holiday, if you ever take it.
Yeah, you know, maybe Irene's got a point. I don't have to be present to still lead by example.
Of course.
And if I did teach Megan one thing, it's self-reliance.
Absolutely.
So no worries.
No? You sure? I mean, if I could put your mind at rest, I'll keep an eye on her whilst you're away.
Oh, Megan will be fine. She's a good kid.
Actually, Claire, I wasn't talking about Megan.
What were you talking about?
Richard the Lionheart.
What about him?
He left his kingdom unattended and his brother John seized the throne in his absence.
And this is breaking news, is it, Colin?
I'm talking about Irene. Why do you think she's so keen to get you away from the office?
Don't be ridiculous. This is fantastic, Brian. Sitting here next to you, laughing. chatting, you know, playing it cool, hanging loose in the car. As the mugs back home go about their daily grind. I have to confess, I was, you know, a little bit anxious about going away, but shock horror, I am so relaxed. And to think, right, that the guys in the office, they said that I was too obsessed with work to leave it behind. Well, tell you what, I can't wait to tell them how wrong they are. In fact, I'm going to phone them right now, and I'm going to tell them.
Put the mobile down.
But, Brian, please...
You promised me you wouldn't phone the office while we're on holiday.
But are we on holiday yet? I mean, technically. Agreed, we are on our way to the holiday.
Claire, but... just look at yourself. It's pathetic. We haven't even got past Hounslow.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
I think we both need to relax. Holidays create their own stresses, but I'm feeling really good about this, Claire. I think we've been given a very real opportunity to reclaim... No, Claire, no, don't do it.
I am not calling the office. The office is calling me. Hello? Helen, hi. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, so what's happening? Right. Okay, keep it monitored.
Claire.
Sorry, Helen. What do you want, Brian?
What's going on? What's going on with you? What happened to leaving it all behind?
Sorry, Brian. Helen, you still there? Look, Helen, I'm on holiday. I don't want you calling me, and I shan't be calling you. Okay, I'm going to see you all in a week. Goodbye, Helen.
Thank you. Find the loos, okay?
Yeah, they're just over there if you want to.
No, fine.
Do you want to have a quick look in the shop? Get yourself some sweeties, coffee. Honestly, these motorway places, they're so tacky, aren't they?
I saw you, Claire.
What are you talking about?
On your phone, in the children's play area. You thought you were hidden behind that Bob the Builder ride? Every time the bulldozer went up and down, I could see the top of your head.
Irritating child. I asked him not to go on it until after I'd finished.
I saw you plain as day. Whilst we're on the subject, you ought to know I repacked your bags before we left.
No, Brian, no, not my case files.
We agreed, no work.
No, it wasn't work. It was holiday reading.
You know how important this is to me.
I do, but this is just, it's a bad time for me, okay? Things are happening at work. Irene has called a team meeting, and Helen seems to think that she's going to make a move against my cakes.
Cakes?
Birthday cakes. Established policy introduced by me dictates that the person whose birthday it is buys cakes for everyone in the office. Irene, okay, wants to reverse it, so that everybody in the office buys cakes for the person whose birthday it is.
So what? Surely it all works out the same over a year.
Oh, you just don't get it, do you? It's not about cakes, Brian. It's about power.
Oh, is it my imagination, or does the air smell sweeter this morning?
It is the smell of freedom.
Hold on, team. I know Claire can be a little obsessive, but deep down she's very dedicated to her job and to us, her colleagues. I find this delight in her absence very distressing.
You find everything very distressing.
Megan. It's true, we're having a little bit of fun at Claire's expense, but it's nothing personal against her. We're just experiencing a different, more informal group dynamic. I can assure you that nobody is taking any delight in Claire's absence. Isn't that right, Ray?
Yeah, absolutely, Irene. Ding dong, the witch is gone, the witch is gone, the witch is gone. Ding dong, the wicked witch is gone.
Witch are we?
The wicked witch! Ding dong, the wicked witch is gone. Ding dong.
Radio, please be quiet! Like a kindergarten in here. Grow up, the lot of you.
Well, here we are. Poldark Cottage. What do you think?
I think you've brought me to a place in the middle of nowhere where my mobile can't get a signal.
Okay, granted, it's basic, but I believe it has everything we need to snuggle up for a week. Good-sized kitchen, wood-burning stove. This must be some kind of storage cupboard.
Oh, my God, Brian! Are you OK?
Perfectly fine.
I know what you thought.
Fine.
I can't see a phone.
That's because there isn't one. Come here, Claire. Look out of that window. What do you see?
Hills.
Just hills?
Big hills that are stopping my phone getting a signal.
There on our doorstep is the real Cornwall. Magnificent, majestic, rugged, unspoilt. Far from the lurid seaside bars, far from the caravan parks, far from the teeming hordes of tourists with their football shirts and T-shirt tans.
Far from the nearest phone.
Will you shut up about phones? Can't you just relax and enjoy yourself?
Enjoy? How can I enjoy myself knowing that Irene is making a move against my power base even as we speak?
Not Irene again!
Look, all credit to the woman, okay? She is good. But she can still be stopped. Ray is the key. He can't stand disruption, would follow any strong leadership rather than face the anarchy of a power vacuum. My only hope is to form an alliance with Helen and Megan. They are my natural allies. But Irene knows that Helen's a loose cannon, her judgment clouded through lack of nicotine. And there is always a chance that Megan will hold her gonks against me. Brian, I need a phone!
There isn't one. Oh. Can I get you a cup of tea instead?
Thanks for coming, Irene. I'm sorry about all this cloak and dagger stuff, but this is the one place I thought would be safe from Helen. Please, you have the seat.
No, thanks, but no thanks. This place is disgusting. Honestly, you men.
Hey, it's not me. I have very rigorous standards in personal hygiene. Hang on, someone's coming.
Oh, my goodness, this is incredible.
Quick, Megan, into the cubicle.
Oh, sorry, it's a bit of a squeeze with me in the bump. This is amazing. I've never been in a men's toilet before. It's so dirty.
Horrible, isn't it? Oh, mind the puddle.
We don't have anything like this in the ladies. Well, look, Ray, someone's written a poem about you. That's nice. Oh, no, it isn't.
If I can call this meeting to order, something has to be done about Helen. She's insufferable.
I agree. I'm not a violent person, but if she mimics my accent one more time, I'm going to rip off her stupid English arms.
I think you're both being incredibly selfish. Giving up smoking is one of the most difficult challenges a person can face. I know, I've done it. What she needs is our unconditional positive regard.
What she needs is a smack in the teeth.
She is completely spoiling Claire's holiday for me.
Just try and remember that Helen is suffering a lot more than we are. It's bound to affect the way she behaves.
Excuse me, are you going to be long in there?
Oh, sorry, no, wait a minute, sorry. She flies off the handle at the slightest provocation.
Oh, it will pass.
She makes personal comments about my appearance.
Like a wounded animal, she's lashing out.
She talks to me like I'm an idiot child.
Imagine the strain she's under.
She uses your coffee cup.
She does what?
Come on, Brian, stop sulking.
I'm not sulking.
Yes, you are. Come on, please, Brian, help me.
No. You got yourself up there, you can get yourself down.
Please?
If you couldn't find a signal on the roof, what made you think you'd get one on top of the Welsh dresser? All right, you jump, I'll catch you.
You are kidding.
You'll be fine.
It's not me I'm worried about.
Don't be ridiculous, jump.
Okay, here goes.
Gotcha!
Oh, crikey, Brian, that was very manly.
Well, you know how it is. I'm a man.
Okay, you can let go now, Brian.
Actually, Claire, since I have you in my arms, there's something I'd like to discuss.
That sounds a bit ominous.
Oh, I hope not. The thing is, I was going to wait, but I don't think I can. Once you've made a decision like this, you've just got to get on with it. Full steam ahead. Chocks away. No room for prevarication.
Okay, just get on with it.
Sorry, I've not had a lot of practice at this. The point is...
Yes?
Okay, here goes. Claire.
Brian, what's wrong? Are you okay?
Claire.
Yeah, what are you doing down there? Is your knee gone again?
Claire. Oh, for pity's sake! Oh, hello.
I'm terribly sorry to disturb you, but we were out on a drag hunt. You know, chasing a scented piece of cloth across the countryside. When our hounds got the whiff of an actual fox cub. Well, once a hound sniffs a fox, there's no stopping them, and they've just chased it through the back door of your cottage. But, look, don't worry. A couple of the lads are prepared to come in, pop him in a bag, and take him back to his mum. Won't take a seat.
Well, that's awfully kind of you.
I'll handle this, Brian.
But, Claire...
Get in.
As I was just explaining to your husband, we were out in a drag hunt.
Oh, yeah, pull the other one, Captain Scarlet. It's got bells on.
I beg your pardon.
Drag hunt my eye. I'm sure I don't need to remind you that hunting with hounds has been outlawed in this country.
You can't outlaw a way of life.
That fox is a living, breathing creature.
Just my luck, a bloody townie.
This is my countryside as well.
You people just don't understand.
You're absolutely right. I don't understand. I don't understand how anyone can derive pleasure from terrorising, tormenting and torturing a living creature. I don't understand how someone can dress up death as a masquerade.
Please.
You and your barbaric mates can just clear off. I would no more hand that fox over to you than hand an injured RAF pilot over to the Gestapo.
Now look, hunting unites the rural community both socially and economically. How dare the ignorant and prejudiced urban majority motivated by spite ride roughshod over the culture, tradition and heritage of the countryside minority?
Because you're gits.
Oh, yes, very intelligent. Yeah. No, Matthew, no. No joy, I'm afraid. Yeah. Some bleeding heart do-gooder. Now, yeah, tell everyone we're packing up.
Excuse me.
What?
I couldn't help noticing you've got a signal.
So?
I wouldn't ask this if it wasn't really, really important. But could I borrow your phone? I'd be more than happy to pay.
Sorry, but could you explain to this simple country git why I should let you use my phone?
It's an emergency.
An emergency, oh dear. Sounds very serious.
Yeah, it actually is. If I could just use it just
one
minute.
Have a little deal. I lend you my phone. You let us have the fox.
Okay.
There you are. Pleasure doing business.
Guess what? Good news. I found your fox in the kitchen. Well, I armed myself a trusty broom and managed to direct the little fella out the door without causing him undue distress. Huh. You'll find him in the back garden.
Helen, it's me.
I'll have that phone if you don't mind.
We had a deal.
Deal's off.
Helen, can I ask you to do something for me?
Honestly, I carry this office. What is it?
Have a cigarette, please, for all our sakes.
I won't. If you don't mind.
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
I've just put one out.
What?
I started again yesterday evening.
If you're back on the fags, how come you're still so bad-tempered and belligerent?
It's fun. And the power. I can do what I want and nobody challenges me because they're scared I'll throw a tantrum.
You've made Megan and Ray's lives a misery.
Oh, no. And Claire's. I've been winding her up. Fanning the flames of her paranoia. It's been brilliant. Oh, she's going to play hell with you when she gets back.
Are you ready for a sandwich?
I'll say.
I've made cheese and pickle and cheese and tomato. Which one do you want?
Cheese and pickle.
Do you mind if I have the cheese and pickle? I owe you an apology, Brian. I've allowed my obsession with work to intrude upon our holiday. From now on, it's just going to be you and me.
Thank you, Claire.
Oh, Cornwall is so beautiful.
Isn't it?
Of course, it does suffer from some of the worst social deprivation in the country.
Yeah, Claire, please.
Yeah, sorry.
See, Claire, there's a reason I wanted us to come to Cornwall. It's no accident that we're up here on this particular cliff walk. This is a very special place for me. I used to come here for our family holidays when I was a little boy. Every summer, this view evokes so many memories. That's the field where I got entangled in the barbed wire. That's the old mine shaft. I'll not forget that place in a hurry. And over there, see, that's the tree that was hit by lightning. Never shelter under a tree, Claire. From here, I can see the happiness that was my past and the happiness I hope will be my future. I can't think of a more appropriate place for what I'm about to do, Claire.
Brian, look!
What?
I've got a signal.
Give it to me! Give me that phone, now!
Brian, don't snatch. Brian, what are you doing?
Oh! There. It's gone. Now, if I have your attention, there's a question I'd like to ask you.
Irene, I'm just off on a home visit to see my third-age client, Mr. Waterhouse. He's been having problems recently around anger management, and he's started self-medicating with alcohol. Well, I'm concerned that he may present challenging behaviour.
Would you like me to come with you?
Yes, please. You know what the stroppy old bastard's like when he's rat-arsed.
Megan, we'll make a social work review yet.
Hi, everyone.
I'm back.
Claire! I thought you were going away for a week.
It's not a problem, is it, Irene?
Why are you back so soon?
Unforeseen circumstances. For reasons that I won't go into now, Brian threw my mobile phone over a cliff.
And?
Well, as ill luck would have it, the phone hit a baby seagull mid-flight. And its mother was so enraged that she launched a savage attack on Brian's head. and then the rest of the flock joined in.
Did he shake them off?
Sort of. He fell off the cliff.
Oh, my God!
No. It was okay. There was a branch sticking out which stopped his fall. Unfortunately, he landed pretty uncomfortably. Well, I mean, astride it, to be exact. I have never heard a scream like it. Poor Brian. I could hear him whimpering for help. And all I could think was, if only I had my mobile phone. So anyway, I had to leave him there and go into town for help, by which time it started pouring with rain, which the doctors think was when he contracted the pneumonia. It was either then or when the helicopter winch broke and he fell into the sea.
Poor Brian, to suffer so much.
Where is he now? He's back at home, laid up.
Well, it's lovely to see you, whatever the reason. You're looking good on it.
Thank you, Helen. Are you back on the fags?
Oh, yes.
There you go, mate. Get that down your neck.
Oh, cheers.
Pump your pillows?
No, I'm fine.
Is that fine as in possibly okay, or fine as in I fell over a cliff with a very fine view?
Just let it drop.
Like the helicopter?
Enough!
Still 0-0.
Well, Spurs have hit the post, but Arsenal are rallying.
So, you never popped the question, Brian, hmm?
No. You know what? I'm glad I didn't. I mean, Claire and I have been together for 10 years. What would a marriage ceremony add to that? We love each other. Don't need a piece of paper to validate our relationship.
You, got the money back on the ring, then?
Yes, Simon, sometimes I envy you. You keep things simple. Bitter experience has taught you that marriage doesn't work and that a fella can lead a perfectly fulfilled and happy life, loving them as long as it lasts, having a bit of fun, never getting bogged down in all that relationship stuff.
Absolutely. I've asked Helen to marry me.
Crikey, Brian. You really are spoiling me. Waiter service, dinner prepared.
Try it first.
What is it?
Mushroom stroganoff. One thing about this enforced recuperation is giving me the chance to hone my culinary skills. So what's it like?
Absolutely awful.
You're employing Gordon Ramsay motivational techniques, right?
No, it is just
I'll phone for a pizza. You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Nina Conti, Gemma Craven, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden and Ellen Thomas, with Andrew Wincott and John Cummins. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.